Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's
Amen.
call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "You have heard it said, do not swear falsely, but perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it's his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king, neither swear by your own head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. But let your yes be a plain yes, and your no a plain no. Anything else is from the evil one." Now, I don't know about you, Teresa, but I've definitely been guilty of swearing, but I've never been tempted to swear by heaven or earth or Jerusalem or even my own head. What do these four things have in common? They all belong to God, not to us. Jesus is teaching us not to speak as though we were God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, by commanding us not to swear by heaven, earth, Jerusalem, or our own head, Jesus is reminding us of a fundamental truth. We are not God. We don't possess his authority. We don't have his complete knowledge. Pride often reveals itself first in our speech. Pride makes us opinionated. We speak with absolute certainty about politics, the church, other people's motives, the state of the world, and even the future. And we act as though we see the whole picture when we really only see a very small part. Being opinionated is more than having strong convictions. It's speaking with an authority we don't possess. And every time we speak with certainty about what only God can know, we begin to speak as though we think we were God. Do we do that? Are we quick to state our opinions and slow to listen? Is my speech marked by humility or by the need for attention or the need to be right? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Humility in speech begins by admitting, I don't see the whole picture. None of us do. Each person sees part of reality, and we come to understand it more fully through humble conversation, where first we ask questions and we seek to understand before trying to be understood, and then we listen carefully. Listen not to prepare your rebuttal, but to see the matter as the other person sees it, and to see it more fully. And then think. Think through what the other person is revealing, how you understand it, and try to restate their position so fairly that they would say, "Yeah, that's exactly what I mean." Only then share your own understanding, remaining open to being questioned and corrected in return. Conversation is not combat. Its purpose is not to defeat another person, but to discover more of the truth together. When both people seek the truth with humility, both leave seeing more of reality than when they began. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. We shouldn't be opinionated and prideful in our speech, but we also shouldn't be timid. Now, humility does not speak as though it were God, but neither does humility hide the truth God has revealed through Christ in the church, or the wisdom he has taught us through our knowledge and experience. When speaking is for the good of others and the defense of the truth, we should speak. But too often we're timid. Timidity in speech is remaining silent out of fear when the good of others and the truth require that we say something. Now, this doesn't mean speaking every truth in every circumstance. Prudence determines whether this is the right time, the right person, or the right way to speak. but when prudence dictates that we should speak for the good of another in the defense of the truth, we shouldn't remain silent out of fear. Timidity in speech is failing to speak when prudence says we should. A parent who will not correct a child is being timid. A spouse who avoids an important conversation is being timid. A friend who says nothing as another walks into sin is being timid. A Catholic who hides their faith out of fear of ridicule is being timid. And a co-worker who stays silent while another is treating unjustly is a coward, is timid. So ask yourself, what's your tendency? To be opinionated or timid? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Jesus said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." So we should not only be humble in our speech, but also meek. And meekness is best described as a rock jutting out of the ocean. The storm, the waves, the wind, and the rain break upon the rock, but the rock remains unmoved, undisturbed. That's the way we need to be in our conversations. We need to practice being undisturbed by what others say. But it's so easy to become angry, offended, hurt, or afraid by what people say, so that we either react with pride, defending ourselves, or we become fearful and timid and say nothing. But meekness, being emotionally undisturbed by what others say, remaining cool and calm and in control of our emotions, that enables us to think clearly and to say or not say just the right thing. So as a resolution, pick one of these virtues to work on in your speech. Be humble, not so opinionated. Learn from other people, and when asked, share your insight. That way both of you come to see more facets of reality. Or don't be timid. Practice courageous speech. When the good of others calls for it, speak up and leave the outcome in the hands of God. Or practice meekness. Remain calm and undisturbed so that your emotions do not dictate what you say or fail to say. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, what caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa? What were you thinking about?
I think, for one thing, this is an unbelievable meditation on how important our speech is and how careful we should be with our speech, because there's a whole range of vices you can fall into with speech that usually aren't what we think about, because this is beyond even gossip or the typical things that we think, oh, I don't speak that poorly of others, I don't curse a lot, but there's still a different depth of speaking well and speaking virtuously. And that's cool, because this is a meditation that normally when I hear don't swear by these things, I just write it off, because I go, okay, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But I think especially talking about things about which we have no authority strikes such an important note for a lot of different vices you can fall into. And I think one litmus test for how you're speaking about things that only God can know is actually what would hold up in court. In court, there's very specific things you're allowed to use as a witness. there's the one we're very familiar with, hearsay, which is saying, oh yeah, that guy, he's a pretty bad guy. I heard from so-and-so that so-and-so said that he robbed a bank once. That's, you know you're gossiping, you know you're talking poorly about someone, you know you're out of your own authority when you're like, well, I heard from some guy. That's hearsay. That is, you should just avoid it at all costs. But then there's speculation, which is, yeah, I saw him looking to rob that bank the other day. Really, you saw him outside the bank the other day, but you assume someone else's motive.
Yep.
You assume something you can't know about someone, and that's something I do all the time. It's, yeah, well, I know what he intended or what she intended, so I can say it was pretty bad what they did. Or you never do the dishes because you don't even care. I care, but you don't even care. That's why you don't do it. You're not even trying. That's why I'm so mad at you, is because you didn't even try. You didn't even put in any effort. But we don't know what their motives are. I think the amount of judgment in conversation and speech that comes from just assuming things that we can't know and saying them like they're facts, that would never hold up in court. And it's not how we're supposed to speak as Christians.
It really is amazing how good conversation skills builds good friendships or ruins it.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, that what we're talking about is being self-aware so that you can build good friendships.
Mm-hmm.
How many families have a lack of good friendship just because they blew so many conversations?
Hmm. Yeah, I bet.
Where if we really would work on this, we could become people that other people really like to be around.
Yeah, and one of those things is just being trustworthy and being humble and listening to others. I think so often if I just only worry about and fear that my opinion won't be heard or that I won't capture everyone's attention, then I miss the good of conversation. I miss really getting to know the people around me, really understanding. I like what you said about being able to restate someone else's stance to them so that before you even proceed, they can say, that's exactly what I mean. Because how many conversations are ruined just because we don't understand what someone means?
Well, we're not even trying to understand.
Yeah.
Which is the first step to showing charity, love to another person.
Mm-hmm.
I should, at the first, seek to understand you well. And so that you know you have been understood.
Yeah.
This is, it's a goofy tagline, but it's not a goofy tagline. Friendship and good conversation, they go together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our Lord is trying to lead us to really good friendships.
Yeah. And when in doubt, pray the rosary and pray for friendships and good conversation. Because genuinely spending time in meditation, reflecting, and asking God to help foster that in you and giving you the opportunities to share it with others, all of that is one ecosystem.
Yeah. That's why it all goes together.
Yeah.
And actually, I have found the people who are really committed to daily meditation on the word of God and a resolution, they become more self-aware and they're actually better at conversation, which means they're better at friendship.
I think this meditation alone gave me like 50 different things to work on in conversation. And obviously, I'll have to start with just one, but I'll be chewing on this one for a while.
I tell you what I like best is that you and I are in a circle of a very common circle of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that you can observe me and then privately suggest to me ways that I could be better. And I value that.
Are you saying I've been nitpicking you too much?
No, I'm saying just the opposite. I'm giving you, I'm actually begging you and giving you permission.
You want to be held accountable.
That you
we
should
all want to be held accountable, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Observe me and be willing because I want to be better.
Because that's the part of this, that timidity, that too often we see something, but we don't say something.
Yeah.
And we only get better. So much of my, what little growth I've had has all come from people doing that for me. Pulling me aside and saying, I notice you do this. And being willing to have a normal conversation about it. Or not even saying, I notice you do this and I'm assuming your motive and I'm assuming all this bad in you. But just, hey, why'd you do that earlier? Just get to know me, get to understand. Or have you noticed that this is kind of how your conversations go? Do you think it might be because of this?
Or, hey, did you notice how this affected the other person?
Yes.
And
because we don't often catch that, but it really helps when someone else points it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hold each other accountable more.
That's true friendship. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the conversation. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.